reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, we are not debtors to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption, through which we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if only we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. Verbum Domini.
Deo gratias.
Our God is the God of salvation. God arises, his enemies are scattered, and those who hate him flee before him. But the just rejoice and exult before God. They are glad and rejoice. The Father of orphans and the defender of widows is God in his holy dwelling. God gives a home to the forsaken. He leads forth prisoners to prosperity. Blessed day by day be the Lord, who bears our burdens. God, who is our salvation. God is the saving God for us. The Lord, my Lord, controls the passageways of death.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Jesus was teaching in a synagogue on the Sabbath, and a woman was there who for 18 years had been crippled by a spirit. She was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and said, "Woman, you are set free of your infirmity." He laid his hands on her, and she at once stood up straight and glorified God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, said to the crowd in reply, "There are 6 days when work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day." The Lord said to him in reply, "Hypocrites, does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his ass from the manger and lead it out for watering? This daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years now, ought she not to have been set free on the Sabbath day from this bondage?" When he said this, all his adversaries were humiliated, and the whole crowd rejoiced at all the splendid deeds done by him.
Verbum Domini.
The topic of the Sabbath is a recurring theme throughout the Gospel of Luke, and four major disputes on the Sabbath are recorded in Luke, and the reading today recounts the third such dispute. Now, ordinarily, these disputes involve the scribes and Pharisees challenging Jesus on something he is doing or allowing to happen on the Sabbath that they perceive to be contrary to the precept of the law concerning the Sabbath day. The third commandment of the Decalogue states, according to the book of Deuteronomy, "Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter or your manservant or your maidservant or your ox or your donkey or any of your cattle, or the sojourner who is within your gates, that your manservant and your maidservant may rest as well as you." And this next part of the commandment speaks to the underlying meaning of the Sabbath rest. It says, "You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day." In other words, the Sabbath rest is a perpetual remembrance to the Lord's work of liberation of the people of Israel from cruel slavery in Egypt. And since the people have experienced such a liberation for themselves, they are required to allow all people associated with them to share in the celebration of this liberation. And the primary focus of the commandment is not on the absence of work, but on the human person. The point of the commandment is not to place a restrictive burden upon the people to cease from all work on the Sabbath, but rather to allow all people to participate in the liberation that the Lord God has wrought for his people. And since the people of Israel are now free from the burden of excessive work due to their utter subjection to slavery under the Egyptians, they are to show the same consideration to all peoples, regardless of their social status, country of origin, or nationality. Even their animals are required to rest on the Sabbath so that their servants might not be subjected to abject slavery every day of the week, and thus be given the opportunity to enter the Sabbath rest along with everyone else. In the gospel reading today, recounts Jesus teaching in the synagogue on the Sabbath and encountering a woman who had been crippled by a spirit. Jesus sees the woman and has compassion on her, knowing that she has been laboring for years under this heavy burden of being crippled. For nearly 2 decades, she has not had a moment's rest and has not really been able to fully enter into the Sabbath rest. And since the Sabbath recalls the liberation of the people of Israel from slavery in Egypt, it is most fitting that Jesus would perform a work of mercy for this woman on the Sabbath, thus liberating her from slavery under the evil spirits. However, the leader of the synagogue does not view the Sabbath laws in the same way as Jesus. He focuses strictly on the precept to do no work on the Sabbath, while apparently forgetting the original purpose of the Sabbath. The leader of the synagogue is concerned with observing the letter of the law, whereas Jesus once again brings out the spirit of the law, which is liberation. And Jesus calls out the hypocrisy of the leader by saying, "Does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his ass from the manger and lead it out for watering? This daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years now, Ought she not to have been set free on the Sabbath day from this bondage? And the people insisting on a strict, rigid interpretation of the Sabbath law concerning work and rest seem to regard their own animals as more deserving of liberation on the Sabbath than human beings, who enjoy a much greater dignity in the eyes of God than mere animals. And the people at least do the work of feeding their animals on the Sabbath, and even allow their animals to do work themselves so that the animals might not suffer from the burden of hunger. If mere animals are spared from the burden of hunger on the Sabbath, how much more should a child of God, like this woman, be liberated from her suffering? And Jesus' merciful perspective on the Sabbath rest has greatly influenced the teaching of the church concerning the third commandment. As we know, the Sabbath rest for Catholics has been transferred from the seventh day of the week to Sunday, the day of the Lord's resurrection. And the reason for this is that the resurrection of Christ is the ultimate sign of liberation from sin and death that the Lord has won for us. It is a sign of the new creation that God is working in each one of us. And the Catechism in paragraph 2185 says, "On Sundays and other holy days of obligation, the faithful are to refrain from engaging in work or activities that hinder the worship owed to God, the joy proper to the Lord's day, the performance of the works of mercy, and the appropriate relaxation of mind and body." Now notice that in this paragraph, the performance of the works of mercy is presented as an acceptable work that can be performed on Sundays. The works of mercy are truly works of liberation, and so they fulfill the original intention of the Sabbath. And the Catechism also allows for the possibility for some people to have to work on Sundays to avoid falling into poverty. It says in paragraph 2186, "Those Christians who have leisure should be mindful of their brethren who have the same needs and the same rights, yet cannot rest from work because of poverty and misery." Sunday is traditionally consecrated by Christian piety to good works and humble service of the sick, the infirm, and the elderly. In other words, some people are practically forced to work on Sundays owing to their poor economic situation. Their circumstances necessitate having to work rather than participate in the Sabbath rest through no fault of their own. And we are called to be mindful of such people and to work to secure the liberation of these people, whether through political or social reform, or through our own works of mercy. And we should be mindful of people who are carrying burdens of any kind and work to help alleviate their burdens, just as the Lord in today's reading had compassion for the crippled woman and alleviated her burden. And this is especially important to bear in mind in the United States, as nearly 40 million people are in danger of losing their SNAP benefits on November 1st, this Saturday. Many of these people, through no fault of their own, are unemployed, underemployed, or work jobs that pay such a low wage that their income is below the federal poverty level. And for those who are unfamiliar, SNAP stands for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Millions of people in this country are so poor that they cannot even afford the food that is necessary for their survival, and thus depend on the assistance that SNAP provides. And with the removal of this program, many more people are going to be in danger of going without necessary nutrition and could potentially even lose their homes without sufficient funds. And this adds even a greater undue burden upon a poor population that is already burdened enough as it is. It is fundamentally unjust to expect certain people to work every day, sometimes 12 to 14 hours a day, and not even make enough money to feed themselves and their families. And as Catholics, those of us with the means are called to be mindful of such vulnerable people and to help to alleviate their burdens according to our means and our abilities. We contribute to the work of evangelization by helping poor people experience the liberation of the Sabbath by supplementing what they are about to lose from this federal food assistance program. Loving God and worshiping Him on Sunday, the Lord's Day, the new Sabbath, not only involves participating in the Sabbath rest, but also involves loving our neighbor by helping to alleviate their burdens, by feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, giving drink to the thirsty, healing the sick, and advocating for just laws and programs to assist the poor and their need. We cannot act in union with Christ, nor even offer pleasing worship through Christ to God the Father, while oppressing or neglecting our poor neighbors at the same time. As Pope Leo XIV has said in his latest apostolic exhortation, Dilexi Te, God, the refuge of the poor, denounces through the prophets, we recall in particular Amos and Isaiah, the injustices committed against the weakest, and exhorts Israel to renew its worship from within, because one cannot pray and offer sacrifice while oppressing the weakest and the poorest. And the Sabbath rest is meant for everyone, not just the ultra wealthy or even the middle class. It's meant for everyone. And God desires that all people might join in the Sabbath rest by alleviating their burdens and liberating them from the power of Satan, sin, and death. Christians are called to bear witness to the power of Christ's liberation by loving our neighbor and helping to lift their burdens.